You're listening to the Queen of Manifesting Podcast. Welcome to the Queendom. In this podcast, the Queen of Manifesting herself, Kelly Walker, will teach you how to manifest everything you need to live your purpose at a higher level. And now, your Queen, Kelly Walker.
Hello, friends. I traveled this weekend to facilitate an arrow break ceremony at the BU Women's Retreat. And the arrow break is such an amazing way to experience a breakthrough. And I love this process for how powerfully and quickly it can completely change someone's life. So in this week's episode, I want to talk about what it's like to be part of an arrow break ceremony and some of the experiences that people have with it. And so sit back, relax, and
welcome to the Queendom.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of the Queen of Manifesting. I'm your host, Kelly K. Walker, and I am a certified life coach, manifesting mentor, author, podcaster, and international speaker. One of the most exciting things I get to experience in my adventures is watching a terrified but determined mompreneur step forward into an arrow that is pointed straight at her throat and shatter it like a toothpick. I have helped hundreds of women do this process, and it is always life-changing, tear-inducing, and transformational. Before I start the arrow break process, I spend about an hour speaking about our purpose, our goals, and who we are here to serve. And then I shift into the fears of success that cause us to consistently self-sabotage whenever things start to go really great. I do a powerful guided meditation that shows them why they're here and who they have supporting them, and then we move into the goals discussion. This part is where it starts to get hard for some participants, because goals can be a triggering topic, especially for those who have experienced years of self-sabotage. Also, I have found that the majority of people don't actually know what they want. They're pretty clear on what they don't want anymore, which is also very helpful knowledge. But knowing what they want is often elusive and uncertain. Once we've got to the point where everyone in the room has had picked and written down a 6-month goal, then I ask the hard questions. And here's the main one. Why haven't you achieved that already? Asking this question is the most effective way I have found to uncover someone's limiting belief. If your goal is to make $10,000 a month in your business, why aren't you already doing that? If your goal is to release 100 pounds, why haven't you done it already? If your goal is to have an organized, decluttered home, why is it still a mess? Now, these questions might sound rude or insensitive, but they aren't. They are powerful questions. Tony Robbins says that the quality of your life depends on the quality of the questions you ask yourself. These are the kinds of questions Tony is talking about. When I ask these hard questions, I get a lot of similar answers like, I don't know how to do it, or I don't have enough time, or I just don't have the self-discipline. Or I get distracted and I give up. And of course, I always get a few, I don't know why, answers. Well, these answers are all surface answers. They're not the true answers. So I make them go deeper. For instance, if someone says, I don't have enough time, here's what I would do. I would say, why don't you have the time? And often I get an answer like, I work full time, I'm a single mom, or I have a family to take care of, et cetera, et cetera. So this part might sound mean, but I asked them then, well, do you make time to eat? Do you make time to go to the bathroom? Do you make time to spend 20 minutes scrolling social media? Do you really not have enough time? Or are you actually prioritizing other things over spending time on your goal? And yes, that is always the actual answer. Everyone has the same 24 hours a day, and we spend time on what we prioritize. But here's the truth behind that answer. The goal is scary. Okay, do you understand what I'm saying? It's a goal. You want it, yes. But the goal reaching is scary. Reaching that goal might have consequences that could be uncomfortable. Success can be something that comes with lots of negative side effects, maybe some that I haven't even thought of yet. Since I failed at XYZ in the past, I'll probably fail at this goal too. If I make more money, my husband will feel emasculated. If I become low-key famous, my friends will act weird around me. If I get what I want, I'll turn into a spoiled, entitled brat. If I build a successful business, I'll lose my family. If I spend time working on my goals, my kids will feel neglected. If I speak up, I will say something stupid and everyone will mock me. And on and on and on. The initial reason is rarely the actual reason. So I have learned to become very focused on making them go deeper so that the breakthrough is huge and meaningful. If you boil down all the fears and worries and limiting beliefs, they can almost always be distilled into one powerfully negative belief, which is, I am not enough. I'm not good enough. I'm not smart enough. I'm not pretty enough. I'm not lovable enough. I'm not organized enough. I'm not rich enough. I'm not talented enough. The not enough belief is at the heart of almost every self-sabotaging behavior we engage in that keeps us from having the success we want. Once we get down to the true answer, the true fear, or the limiting belief, I have everyone write that negative belief on their arrow. Because this belief is the weapon they have been using against themselves, usually for decades. Once we get the limiting belief written down on the arrow, the empowering part of the experience begins. Everyone gets to choose a powerful new positive belief that they want to embrace instead of the thing they wrote on their arrow. And I love this part so much. Seeing the realization that they can change what they believe about themselves is so amazing for me as the facilitator. I usually go around the room during this part of the process and I help the participants figure out what it is they want instead. So a common way to start is to just flip your negative belief. So instead of I'm not enough, start with I am enough. And then I like to have three positives for every negative. So I usually ask them to add two more phrases. So something that's really common and effective that I love is I am so grateful that I see my worth and therefore allow others to see it too. So that's kind of a two-part sentence there. So all in all, you have three positives to outweigh the original one negative. Now there's only one rule with new beliefs, and that is that the new belief has to follow the three P's. Now, if you want to scroll back to season one, towards the beginning, I have done an entire episode on the three P's. So if you want to learn more, go back to that episode. But for now, I will just give you the overview. The three P's are personal, positive, and present. So personal, make it about you. You can't change other people's behaviors, thoughts, or feelings. Positive, leave out any words like don't or quit or not. And then present, speak as if it's already happening. Never talk about it in the future tense. So when everyone has their new belief and it follows the three P's, we get out the cameras and we start breaking arrows. This part is usually very loud and exciting with lots of crying and lots of cheering. And I love it. It is fun, amazing chaos. Sometimes the arrows will break into more than two pieces, and that's really exciting. Usually it's two, sometimes it's three, and once we've seen up to six pieces. Sometimes they break in a way to leave a special message in the words. And sometimes a woman has to try two or three times until it will break. And often she's got to go back and rewrite her new belief so that she believes it. If you don't believe your new belief enough, you've got to go rewrite it so that you feel it. You feel the truth of it. That's what gives you the power to break the arrow. And every now and then, we have somebody that just has to get that arrow broken, can't do it with their throat, so they break it over their knee instead. And we honor her just as completely as if she had shattered it with her throat. So if you ever get a chance to do this process, please take it. It is amazing. And if you want to break an arrow with me, consider coming to my retreat next summer, which will also include a fire walk. So when you hang out with me, you get to do really fun, scary things like speak and break arrows and walk on fire. I also include it with a few of my live events I do here in Utah. So there are several opportunities each year to break an arrow with me if that is something you would like to try. Okay, well, that is it for today's episode. I hope you enjoyed hearing about my arrow break ceremony and how it changes lives. Thank you for listening to my podcast. And if you haven't yet, please subscribe and leave a review too. I would love to get a review. And as always, if you have not joined my Facebook group, come join the Manifesting Tribe on Facebook by searching Manifesting Influence, Clients, and Purpose, or just click on the link in my show notes. Now, next Monday, I'll be on a cruise with several of my clients, and I am planning a fun podcast surprise, so make sure to tune in next week. But let me warn you, it might be a day or two late because of ship scheduling. I'm not sure I will have everyone together in time to do what I want to do, so it might be a few days late. But I will try my best to get it up by Monday as usual. So until then, please have an amazing week and happy manifesting. See you next week. Bye. Hey guys, thanks for listening to my episode today. In the show notes, you will find links to today's guests or links or anything I have mentioned, including my Facebook group, my book, and upcoming events. Now, if you want to be at my next retreat, where we will break arrows with our throats and walk on fire. The upcoming one is in June of 2022. So check that out. I will put the link for that in my show notes. Also, we can sign you up for any kind of coaching program from breakthrough coaching to becoming a speaker to learning how to manifest. So those can all be found on my website. And I'll put the link in the show notes too. So thanks for being a part of this community. Come join the Facebook group and learn how to manifest all of your dreams. I will see you guys next time. Bye.